This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy Dickey. More than 60 people have been killed, nearly 900 injured by an earthquake, toppled buildings in the Turkish city of Izmir, and created sea surges on at least two Greek islands. Rescue teams in Turkey early Sunday pulled a man alive from the rubble of a collapsed building. The man is believed to have survived for 33 hours under the debris of a residential building that was flattened during the earthquake. At least 64 Turkish citizens and two Greeks are believed to have died in the earthquake. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited Izmir Saturday evening, where he promised the government would help victims who lost their homes with temporary housing and rent and start construction of new buildings. The deadly 7.0 earthquake originated from a 250-kilometer fault line off the coast of the Greek island of Samos, streaming across the Aegean Sea that divides Turkey and Greece. Hundreds of aftershocks have followed. Security forces in the Belarusian capital have detained more than 200 people in the latest anti-government protest fueled by a disputed presidential election 12 weeks ago. Thousands of demonstrators took part Sunday in marches in Minsk as part of a nearly daily protest demanding that Alexander Lukashenko's resignation and a new vote. According to a list published by the human rights group, nearly all the people detained were taken into custody. Four journalists were among those detained, and two of them were severely beaten, according to the Belarusian Association of Journalists. The news comes from the Belarus service at the sister network Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty. Columns of security trucks and buses to hold detainees could be seen around the city as people marched toward a well-known monument to Soviet-era repression victims outside the capital. This is VOA News.